and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Here we sit Monday morning, September the 16th of 2019. A big concert announcement this morning at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it.
All excited about that. How was your weekend?
It was good. We had our big karate tournament, and I'm still recovering. Like, it was great, and everything went wonderful, but, man, it takes a lot out of you.
I know that.
What about you?
Don't ask.
No. Well, definitely I want to know what's going on now. I did talk to your wife yesterday.
Oh, she was able to speak to you?
No, we text back and forth.
No, she was able to be on her phone. Well,
that just takes your fingers.
She's sick.
You can still text when you're sick.
She's real sick. Well, she can't do anything else.
What do you mean?
Like walk, make food, get her own drinks, change her eyes pack.
So you're being a wonderful husband right now, I'm guessing.
Me and Kai and my mom and her mom and... Seems like we have a whole nursing staff at our house.
That's great. Good for her.
We're great support. That's all I'm going to say about it this morning. We're great support.
I would like to continue with an examination of time.
Let's throw one back.
We cannot defy it. Or can we?
Brandon Baxter in the Morning brings you on this day on K-Fine.
So the year was 1994, and Trisha Yearwood had the number one song in country music on this day.
She used to tie her hair. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl.
Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's.
An American girl.
Number one on this day in 1994.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Why is everything so noisy today? Have you noticed that?
You're squeaking.
What is it?
You need some of that, what's it called?
Go ahead.
WD-40.
Oh, you got it right.
Okay, normally I call it DW-40.
We need some what is it? I can't even say it right.
DW-04.
We need some of that, because that stuff's going to help. Yeehaw. Did you see the guy, the Atlanta Braves guy, who was up there at bat on Saturday and got hit in the face by a ball?
What?
90 miles per hour. Fastball to the face. Brutal.
Is he okay?
He's okay, but he has facial fractures.
Dang.
Then Drew Brees got hurt. Ben Roethlisberger got hurt in the NFL over the weekend.
Man, I was out of sports this weekend.
Yeah, well, we weren't. In between doctoring my wife, I was watching a lot of sports. Why do you giggle every time I mention that?
I just get nervous for you.
Why, you think she's going to be awake right now?
No, any second she's going to be at this door, and she's going to say that to my face.
Oh, now she's able to get up and move.
I'm just nervous for you.
I'm just telling you. Yeah.
There's going to be no coffee for you today, Brett.
She's probably... What was that?
She's not going to bring you any coffee today.
She's probably up doing exercises right now, P90X or something.
She's just making you think she's sick.
But when I get home, oh! She can't move. It's true, man. I'm telling you. I was reading this thing this morning that was talking about a third of families, when they have dinner at their dinner table, they try to eat as a family, mm-hmm. but nobody talks.
Really?
Because they don't have anything to say.
See, my kids are different. They don't stop talking.
No, Kai is. Like, if Kai's there, we have something to talk about all the time.
Oh.
Right? But, like, on date night, sometimes I look around at other couples, and they're talking, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, what are they talking about? Can somebody give me pointers here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I do.
Because sometimes life gets so busy and it's all about work and it's about the kids. And then you go out to dinner and you're like, that's all you do is work and take care of the kids. So what do you have to talk about?
It's hard to get out of that rut and talk about stuff that you used to talk about before kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a buddy of mine who told me the other day, and his advice to me was never stop dating your wife.
That's great advice.
Which is great advice. But, you know, you're making me look bad today and I'm not having it.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just
smiling.
That's
the problem. You just smile at me when you think I'm digging myself a hole.
I think that you're great.
Thank you. That makes me feel a whole lot better this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Three things you need to know with Brandon Baxter in the morning on the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Well, coming up this morning at 7 o'clock, we have a major Jonesboro concert announcement. 7 o'clock this morning. Have your radio right here.
The Northeast Arkansas District Fair kicks off today in Jonesboro. The Midway opens at 4. It's Buddy Night, where two people ride for the price of one.
And on TV tonight, Dancing with the Stars is back, featuring Lauren Elena, Christy Brinkley, Hannah B. from The Bachelorette's going to be there, and Kate Flannery, who is Meredith from The Office. Also, Monday Night Football is on TV tonight with the Cleveland Browns taking on the New York Jets. And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Happy Monday. Getting up, getting going this morning. We have a major concert announcement at 7 o'clock this morning. So it's a Jonesboro concert. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when we talk about a concert announcement, it's Little Rock, it's Memphis. This is a Jonesboro concert.
And it's big.
It is big. I mean, it really is. Yeah. It's a major concert coming to Jonesboro. We'll tell you all about it at 7. We can't tell anything else other than that. 7 o'clock this morning, we'll have all the info.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Demi Lovato, who has been all over her social media as of late. Not sure if you follow her.
I do.
String bikini, did you see that one?
Yeah, had some cheetah print with some neon stuff around it.
Yep, saw that. Did you see the one last week where she was talking about positive body image and not photoshopping her photos?
Loved it. She showed her cellulite. Loved it.
She showed that. She's also been rumored to be dating a person who was on The Bachelorette, one of the top four runner-ups for Hannah B., Mike Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
They're currently in the exploratory portion of the relationship, trying to see how things are going to go, but there is some interest there. They seem to be happy so far. So Demi Lovato and Mike Johnson from The Bachelorette appear to be a couple.
So just weeks after announcing her split from her husband, Zooey Deschanel is dating Jonathan Scott. Now, that's one of the brothers from Property Brothers on HGTV. So just weeks after announcing that, they were spotted holding hands in public. Jonathan also told Us Weekly, quote, "I am seeing someone, but I'm a very private person. I don't typically talk about that." So apparently they met each other on filming an episode of Carpool Karaoke.
Really?
So that's how they met. So it looks like a new couple alert, Property Brothers, Jonathan Scott and Zooey Deschanel.
And got your gossip on Jurassic World. So if you're a fan of the movies, if your kids love the movies, let me give you a heads up. There is a new short out. Basically, it's an 8-minute film to kind of give you a little teaser of the next Jurassic World. It's called Battle at Big Rock. And if you haven't seen it yet, it's up this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. You can check it out at kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there was a ceremony at the White House this past week honoring 11 people for their bravery during the mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio last month. Well, a 50-year-old guy named Chris was supposed to be there. He was shot during the El Paso massacre because, according to him, he threw soda bottles to distract the shooter and to keep him from shooting at others. Well, it turns out that wasn't true. He was shot, but when the El Paso police reviewed the surveillance footage, they said Chris didn't do anything heroic. A spokesperson said that his actions were, quote, basically human instincts, survival instincts, but they were not heroic, as he described. So Chris went to the White House anyways. He didn't make it inside because it turned out he had an outstanding warrant. Secret Service detained him. His mother ended up going inside, and President Trump presented Chris's award to her instead. And after the ceremony, the White House removed Chris's name from its list of people being honored.
Oh, wow.
But speaking of being a hero, did you know who is Thor's favorite singer?
I have no idea. Who would that be?
MC Hammer. Get it? Thor's super hammer that he throws and catches?
Yeah.
Hammer.
I get it.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
There is a major concert coming to Jonesboro. This concert, when I first heard about it, I was like, this is huge. How in the world are we getting this show? You ready to make it official?
I'm ready.
So coming to First National Bank Arena in Jonesboro, February 29th, 2020, First National Bank Arena in Jonesboro, it's Jason Aldean.
We back, we back, we back in the speakers, back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers. It's probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we
so
back.
So it's Jason Aldean, and he's bringing with him Morgan Wallen.
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses, cause I'm
wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone.
And Riley Green's coming too.
There was this girl drinking her hand. Shoot me a let's get into trouble grin. I ain't ever seen something so fine. And I was doing it.
So again, it's Jason Aldean, February 29th. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m.
We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow, or make it go faster down through the woods.
So think about all the hits that we're going to hear at First National Bank Arena.
When the lights come on, everybody's screaming, lighters in the sky, yeah, everybody's singing, every word to every song of the girl that's taking home tonight.
Kevin, there's so many.
Country, from a cowboy boots to her down-home roots, she's country.
Jason Aldean coming to Jonesboro.
I've never met a girl like you that's ever done it quite like you do. Your kiss is double barrel bourbon on rocks. Your lips are just cherry on top. I've never been high like you.
Again, mark down the date, February 29th, 2020.
You make it easy.
You'll be hearing all of these live.
Don't you wanna stay here a little while?
Tickets on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back swerving like I'm George.
Do you realize we could do this all day?
Oh, baby. Sometimes I wonder why. Does it always have to come down to you leaving?
Jason Aldean coming to Jonesboro.
Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one.
I mean, we can't even do them all. There's so
he
many.
He just takes the tractor.
We'll try.
Another round. And pulls a plow across the ground. And sends up another prayer.
It's Jason Aldean and the We Back Tour.
Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate. Sitting around watching all these pretty things. Get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink.
Saturday, February 29th of 2020.
It's a crazy town full of neon dreams. Everybody plays, everybody sings. Hollywood with a touch of twang. To be a star,
you and you want to know what makes that even cooler? Tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10. We have tickets before they go on sale.
In this crazy town.
So if you want to see Jason Aldean for free, you want the tickets before they go on sale, listen all this week to K-Fine. We have backstage passes. We have tickets to go see Jason Aldean in Jonesboro.
There's a country rocker running full throttle into town on his big green tractor.
Take you for a ride on my big green tractor.
Jason Aldean live.
Jason Aldean.
Roll into town, step off the bus.
K-Fine welcomes.
Hey, this is Jason Aldean.
In this crazy town.
To First National Bank Arena in Jonesboro. Listen to K-Fine for that chance to win your way in.
We back in the speaker.
And get more info at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Boy.
Happy birthday to you.
Sports. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. Monday, September the 16th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy belated birthday goes out to Andrea Meyer, who turned 13 yesterday. So happy birthday. Happy birthday from Andy. Love the Lambs. All right, celebrating today, Jennifer Nixon of Paragould. Paula Lerna from Paragould celebrates a birthday. Brandy Osborne of Newport. Mark Mathis of Jonesboro celebrates. Lindsay Blake, happy birthday. Kevin Lancaster is 40 years old today.
Oh, it's the big one today. Happy birthday.
He's awesome. He's been one of my biggest supporters for, golly, over 20 years. So happy birthday to Kevin Lancaster, who celebrates today. We have Sarah Stiegel-Wells from Searcy celebrating. Jimmy Duvall turns 20. Caitlin Byers of Searcy, 23. Eddie Klingensmith is 87 today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We have Lawrence Pankey, who's going to turn 80 as well. It says, love you, Pops. Travis, Lisa, Maggie, and Kenzie. Jeremy Faulkner of Lake City. Sheila Gray from Bay. Rick Chesser of O'Kane, 57. Rachel Rice of Pocahontas has a birthday. And Catalia Lawrence from Jonesboro turned 7. Happy birthday, love, Dad, Jen, and your brothers. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say happy birthday to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
You know, David the Barrel Boy is going to be really happy today and probably celebrating along with his fiance Rachel, because today is Nick Jonas's 27th birthday.
Happy birthday, Nick Jonas. So let's go ahead and confess here that we saw David the Barrel Boy's Instagram stories, and he was screaming louder than the girls at the Jonas Brothers concert. He did more videos, more social stuff than his girlfriend.
He's used to us telling him he doesn't do anything, so I bet he went overboard.
Good show to pick, David, the Jonas Brothers. Nick Jonas, 27.
I'm a sucker for you.
He's having fun. Nick Jonas, 27 years old today.
And this guy had a major, major song. Even my kids know it. It came out years ago. Flo Rida is 40 today.
We all know it. My favorite story with Flo Rida. I'm doing the morning show down the hall. It's me, Booger, and Rodney Freeman. And Rodney Freeman comes in, and he's wearing a sweatshirt that has a zipper down the center. And it says Florida. Like sports.
Stop it. And you thought.
No, Booger thought. Where did you get that Florida hoodie?
Oh, my gosh.
Florida.
Nice. Amy Poehler is 48 today. That's Leslie Knope on Parks and Recreation and a former SNL character or cast member. Mark Anthony is 51. That's the former Mr. Jennifer Lopez.
Yep.
Molly Shannon is 55 today. That's Mary Catherine Gallagher on SNL. Let's see. David Copperfield is 63 today.
Did you swallow a fly?
Oh, he's a magician. No, I did not. I just got excited about David Copperfield. He's 63. And Richard Marx is 56, best known for this song right here.
Wherever you go, whatever you do.
Did you sing this to your girlfriends when you were in junior high?
Right here,
I didn't have girlfriends in junior high.
Whatever it takes.
Or in high school.
You sang this song all the way till you met your wife.
Yes.
I took for granted all the time.
That's right, sounds familiar.
That I thought would last somehow. I hear the laughter, I taste the tears.
Richard Marx.
But I can't get near.
I do like this song.
Oh, can't you see? You've got me going crazy.
He and Flo Rida have a lot in common.
Wherever you go,
big hits.
Whatever you do, I will be right here waiting.
Happy birthday to Richard Marx,
whatever,
who is 56
takes,
today.
Or how my heart breaks, I will be right here waiting for you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Three things you need to know with Brandon Baxter in the morning on the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Well, K-Fine got to break the news this morning. Jason Aldean is coming to K-Fine Country, First National Bank Arena in Jonesboro. It's going to be February 29th of 2020. Jason Aldean and the We Back Tour. It's Jason Aldean, Riley Green, and Morgan Wallen, all in Jonesboro on February 29th. The info is online at kfine.com.
The Northeast Arkansas District Fair kicks off today in Jonesboro. The Midway opens at 4. It's Buddy Night, where two people ride for the price of one.
And tonight on TV, Dancing with the Stars is back. It features Lauren Elena, Christy Brinkley, Hannah B. from The Bachelorette, and Kate Flannery, who is Meredith on The Office. Also, Monday Night Football is on TV tonight. The Cleveland Browns take on the New York Jets. And those are three things you need to know today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The Voice is set to return for its 17th season on NBC, and Blake Shelton and the other coaches got together to promote their upcoming premiere with this very special performance of the song More Than Words. Now, what you're about to hear are all the Voice coaches. So you've got Blake Shelton, his girlfriend Gwen Stefani, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson. Here it is.
I love this song, too. I always have. See how they do with
saying I love you is not the words I want to hear from you.
It's not that I want you not to say, but if you only know how.
I know. The Voice returns next Monday, September 23rd. We have the full performance up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today is a new video released by Miranda Lambert. This is like a girl supergroup, okay? So it's Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Ashley McBride, L. King, Tennille Towns, and Kaylee Hammock. And they're all doing a remake of the song Fooled Around and Fell in Love. This is what it sounds like.
But then I fooled around and fell in love.
This is a hit in the 70s. Check out the full song again. Miranda, Maren, Ashley McBride, L. King, Tennille Towns, Kaylee Hammock. It's all up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog today at kfine.com.
The Zac Brown Band has officially released the video for their current single, Leaving Love Behind, and it's full of animals. Here's what it sounds like.
Yeah, this is pretty neat.
Now and we go by different names. I remember the sound
the cat.
Of our roof and the rain. And my mind goes back in time to a place so far gone.
Aww.
Where the love we left behind us was still new.
It makes me want to go home and love on my dog.
I know. So the video has tons of animals in this really funny, adorable, touching situation type deal. And the video is for a good cause because it encourages viewers to donate to Best Friends Animal Society's Disaster Relief Fund, which helps many of the animals that were displaced by Hurricane Dorian. So he said he wants to highlight how pets can make us smile even when we think that we can't.
It's like dogs hugging.
I know.
Standing together, playing with kids, cats. Oh, the dog's trying to jump over the gate.
I know it.
Yes, I do.
Aww.
The hardest part is always leaving love behind.
I'm telling you, if you want a feel-good thing this morning, go watch all these animals.
We have the video and the link to help support the animals left behind from Hurricane Dorian. Just go to the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning. Positive minds lead to positive lives. It's time for your morning motivation on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate joins us on the phone this morning on a big Monday with a major concert announcement. Good morning, Eric.
That's awesome. So, you know, it's always exciting to hear big names, big news coming to Jonesboro. So, gosh, I remember years ago, this may date myself, but when one of the biggest, if not, well, the biggest country artist tour of all time came to Jonesboro. You guys know who I'm talking about, right?
The main guy.
Our favorite.
The main guy.
Brandon's best friend.
Is it your best friend?
He likes to tell people that because he met him one time.
Well, no, that's not true. I've met him on the phone, too. we're talking Garth. Is that who you're thinking of?
We're talking Garth, man. That was like, you know, I remember lines around the Convocation Center you know, and people, I think, camped out for days. But, yeah, Garth Brooks right here in town.
And see, at this point, like Jason Aldean's at such a big level. He just announced this morning his tour for the new album, and Jonesboro made it to the list, which when I heard that, I was like, wow, how in the world did this all come together for him to come back? Because I never thought we'd have him in Jonesboro again. I thought it was a Memphis show or a Little Rock or a St. Louis, but we're really lucky, and those tickets go on sale Friday.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, people will say, oh, we're too close to Memphis for that kind of stuff to happen, or too close to Little Rock or even St. Louis. But no, it's exciting to have him here. And hey, let's pass this thing out and show the first National Bank Arena. You know, it blow the top off that thing. Let's get many, many more in here.
Well, the thing is, once we show that we'll pack the arena for the right shows, we get more. That's what happened the last time we got on that string of concerts. We sold out Reba and Kelly, and then we sold out Sugarland, we sold out Taylor Swift, and just kept going. So
that's all you got to do. You got to support it, and it'll keep coming out here to our own backyard.
So we're excited today. It's Monday morning. We need some extra motivation, though, to get us through the week. So get us motivated.
It's Monday, so let's talk about perspective. Because it's so easy, especially on Monday morning, to get up and go, oh, my gosh, I've got 5 days in front of me. So, you know, people, it's, you know, dread the Monday morning and everything. But it's all in how you look at it, and it's all about perspective. So, of course, I want to tell you about an author and a gentleman that created multiple businesses, sold multiple businesses, but John Assaraf, Assaraf. If you have not heard of this guy, jump on YouTube, type in his name, and listen to some of his interviews. And again, guys, we've talked about coaching. We've talked about who you surround yourself, just what information you allow to sink in and to get in through your eyes, through your ears, and you need to be listening to this guy, and you need to absorb what he's got. But he's got a new book. Well, the big thing for years has been exercise, right? You got to exercise your body and stay in that peak health, you know, and just keep feed it right, treat it right, do everything. Well, he's got a new book called Inner Size. So think about that. What do you think inner size is gonna bring out?
Ooh, I think we worry about things that are happening internally, like in our minds.
That's it. So, you know, this isn't about going to the gym. This is about literally taking what's between your two ears and working that out on a regular basis. So as we talked about again in the past, normally, hey, people get to 12th grade, graduate, you know, never even think about learning again. Or maybe they get out of college and just go, thank goodness for the 20 years, it's over. And I never want to see another test. I never want to take another exam. I never want to read another book. But that's, guys, when the real learning starts. So it's each and every single day, the real world activities, real things that are coming on. And this book will literally take you to the next level. So exercising that mind, opening it up, again, changing your perspective. You can look at this and go, oh, my gosh, it's 5 days in front of me and it's an uphill battle. Mm-hmm. Or you can look around and go, what can I learn this week? How can I be better tomorrow than I am today? How can I overcome whatever challenges, whatever obstacles that are set in front of me right now? And again, it is about being better tomorrow. And I get up every single day going, I just know I want to be better than the guy I was yesterday. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better coach. I want to be a better leader. And I want to even have a better internal voice than I had yesterday. So, but it's a work in progress, and it's each and every single day, one foot in front of the other. But check out that book, Inner Size, INNERCISE. It will change your world.
It's Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Real Estate with your Monday morning motivation. Have a great week, Eric.
You guys as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It's Brandon. It's Kelly. I told you my wife's been sick
throughout
the weekend, right? She has a case of the shingles on her back, right around her spine.
I did send her a text messing with her. I know that she didn't feel good, and I sent her a text, and I was like, how you doing, old woman? Because she's not old. But that kind of, when you have shingles, it sounds like something that older people get.
Yeah.
You know?
She blames it on stress.
Well, I mean, look who she's married to.
Right. That's kind of what she said. So me and Kai tried to get out, right? I'm like, let's just go do stuff. Like one day we just went out driving looking for roadkill.
And honestly, that probably makes her feel good to have a moment of relaxation.
Yeah. Us gone makes her happy.
I mean,
Isn't that the family dynamic that we all enjoy?
When you're sick, sometimes it's nice to be alone.
So we went out. We were looking for roadkill on Saturday. So Kai wants to go out yesterday again. Dad, let's go do something. I'm like,
yeah.
What are we going to do, Kai? Let's go look at Halloween costumes.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Because they're all out now, right?
Yeah. So he just knew for sure he was going to want to be a Fortnite character.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wanted to be that last year, but Fortnite didn't have a whole bunch of stuff out in stores.
Well, they do now.
This year, it's totally different. But then we go through there, and he looks at all these. There's dozens and dozens of them, right? There's all kinds of different things, and all the gimmicks and axes and pickaxes and all these different things you can buy. And last year, it was such a fry out because that's what he wanted to be. And this year, he looks at me and says, yeah, I'm not really sure I want to be Fortnite now. I want to be something scary.
Right.
Because he's thinking like, you know, he's getting to that point where he thinks like horror movies and stuff like that, the idea is kind of cool.
Well, he's about to have a birthday, so he's getting older. So yeah. He's wanting you to know, hey, Dad, I'm ready for some more scary type stuff.
That's what he's told me. And what I tried to explain to him when he said he wants me to take him to see the movie It, and he wants to watch, as he calls him, Chucky.
Did you have to explain to him that you would not be the person that would be able to take him to these scary movies?
That's where I have an issue.
Because you haven't told him yet.
I'm scared to death of those kind of movies. I won't sleep for days if we watch those.
You could make your mom go with him.
Kelly. That ain't going to work either. I just don't know what to say. I don't want to say your dad's scared because dad's supposed to not be scared of anything.
Well, you could watch them on Netflix and just really act like you have to go to the bathroom a lot or get food and just leave the room a lot.
I could do that.
Yeah.
Or fall asleep.
Yeah.
Or cover my eyes.
Right.
I could do all of that stuff. But instead, I just blame it on his mom. No, your mom won't let you watch those guys.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that how we do it?
You're that dad.
I'm that dad.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So reading the deal this morning talking about how ghosting has become like, it's really a term that even adults know now.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were to say that I was talking to someone and they started ghosting me.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, because there's going to be people who are like, wait, I'm not sure if I know. If I was ghosted, what has someone done to me?
They're ignoring you and they're not getting back with you and you can't find them at all on social media or anything.
So we were interacting in some way. And they just disappeared.
Disappeared.
That's ghosting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it happens from time to time. You're like, wait a minute. We were just having a discussion. You just responded 1.5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gone? Where did you go?
Right.
And then you never hear. Mm-hmm. So then you start thinking, is it my phone? Because I've thought like that.
And I will say, everyone that is friends with you feels like this about you, that you are a ghoster. Actually, you didn't know this, but they call you Casper across the street.
I don't even think that's fair. Because I don't intend to ghost. I'm an accidental ghoster.
Oh, an accidental ghoster.
But there's a new thing that's happening to people that some people are considering worse than even ghosting. So like, if it's ghosting, you get the idea you've been ghosted and you're like, okay, they went away, forget them.
Right.
Soft ghosting is where their response is very low effort. So as opposed to even writing K,
ooh,
which I hate,
yep,
or TY, I hate that one mm-hmm. too. And people do it all the time. People will just, if you're soft ghosting, it's just hitting like the thumbs up or the emoji type button on the response. So it's not even taking the time to even type the letter K. You're just doing double click, like double click exclamation, double click heart.
It depends on who it is.
It seems passive aggressive to a lot of people. They're calling that soft ghosting.
So like if your wife sends you a text and she's upset and there's a paragraph on your phone that you're reading and she's mm-hmm. upset, making a point, telling you why she's upset. And then you just thumbs up.
I do.
You're done.
I've done it.
Well, if you want your fight to get worse, just give it a thumbs up.
I know that. It happens. Mm-hmm. But it's almost like I try to instigate it worse.
I know you do. And not I'm not even married to you.
Just me. Other people too.
Oh, okay.
So soft ghosting is when somebody isn't responding in any way other than the emojis, which really means you're probably getting on their nerves.
Or they're just in the middle of something.
Or you're probably getting on their nerves.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I don't know if you had much time to be on social media over the weekend with your karate tournament.
Yeah, I didn't.
So I did, and I was very excited to see that David was on tour.
What?
David and his fiance Rachel went off to see a concert this weekend.
Oh.
He was really excited, and I wanted to call him and talk about going to see the Jonas Brothers in St. Louis. What?
Wait, why are you giggling? How old is David again?
Like 28 or something like that. What?
I don't think he's 28.
What is he, 27?
Like maybe 25?
Oh. I don't keep up with his age. Sorry. But he was really excited.
I know.
Big weekend for him. Stayed in a hotel.
I wonder if they had meet and greets.
Hello?
Hey, David.
Hey, what's up?
How was the Jonas Brothers?
The Jonas Brothers were amazing.
Are you taking Rachel to Paw Patrol tomorrow?
Like, as a date between me and her?
Well, I just thought maybe she'd want to go to that.
Over the Jonas Brothers?
No, not over that. But, I mean, if you like taking her to young shows.
I don't even know what to say to that.
So, I mean, but, like, I was so impressed because you've gone to concerts and, like, you've been backstage at concerts and didn't even post anything. And we're like, wait a minute, David.
He didn't even go.
You kind of failed the whole experiment. Like, even at local shows that we do, right? Sometimes David just doesn't post. But he got to the Jonas Brothers and turned into a 12-year-old.
Oh, dude, I was, like, fangirling out. I mean, I got to see Nick and Kevin and Joe. I mean, there was so much energy in that building. It was amazing.
Were you the only boy?
Legitimately, I bet there were not even 50 guys out there. I could sit down and count the boys that were out at that concert.
How loud was it, though, when you really go back and think about it?
That's probably the loudest concert I've ever been to. And keep in mind, I've been to Garth, I've been to Luke Bryan, Dierks Bentley, places like that. But screaming girls just take it to a new level.
David, imagine that you're on the stage. How cool is that feeling to be the Jonas Brothers and there's 20,000 girls screaming at you?
And, you know, I kept thinking about that through the entire concert. Like, not only is it that they're on stage, all these girls are screaming at them, but they're back on stage with their brothers. I mean, how amazing would that be? You take this 10-year hiatus, basically, and then you're back and everyone loves you.
Yeah, and it's weird because a lot of times when you take that break, when you come back, it's not the same. Mm-hmm. And for them, somehow it came back. And I truly believe it's even bigger than it was the first time.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that because I look at it like this. All these 12, 13, 14-year-old girls that were fans then are now, you know, 22, 23, 24, 25. They have more money to spend, and boom, they want to go see the Jonas Brothers.
Now,
he's excited.
I don't know why he's still so excited.
Voice cracks. He talks about the Jonas Brothers.
Were there a bunch of young girls, or was it all like 20-ish?
It was all like 20-ish-year-old girls, basically. I mean, there might have been a few teenagers, but it was all girls probably from the age of like 20 to 27.
So is that why you sent me a text that said, I'm in heaven right now?
Forget the Jonas Brothers.
I'm in heaven away from Rachel on her birthday weekend at the Jonas Brothers concert.
You said it.
Did you get any numbers?
Oh, yeah, Brandon, so many. They were so interested in me over the Jonas Brothers,
So when I'm looking back at David's stories, he does this one story. Is it true or not you did a whole story about Joe Jonas?
Oh, my gosh, I love Joe. He came out, and look, I'm kind of jealous of him because Rachel is, like, obsessed with Joe, but once he came out, I was like, I understand his obsession now. You know, he came out, he put on some good moves, and I was like, dang. There.
All right. So if you didn't see the video, David put all kinds of heart emojis all around Joe. He made a heart of hearts. It was really weird.
That big. I just said, you know, he's putting on some dance moves. You know, he's having a good time.
David, you were screaming with the girls.
Well, of course I was. Who wouldn't be? It's the Jonas Brothers.
Is there any truth to the fact that people who have seen you at work already have told me that you have purchased and worn a Jonas Brothers shirt to work today?
Do I need to take this shirt off? I'm not doing that. I don't look like Nick with the shirt off, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Does Nick look good with his shirt off, David?
Well, I mean, he was wearing a cutoff sleeve. I'm like, dang, he's ripped.
All right, Dave. There. We got it.
Can't breathe.
We gotta go.
It was awesome. You gotta go see the Jonas Brothers. You'll love them.
Yeah, he thinks they're good looking, so there you go. Bye, David.
See ya.
We'll see you on the radio at 3 o'clock today.
Okay. I'll be sure to talk about the Jonas Brothers.
No, please don't.
I have to. I'm a sucker for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's a stat out that says the average family will text each other 10,384 times a year.
Wow.
Right? That seems like a ton.
Yeah.
Right? 10,000. Mm-hmm. We've sent that many texts in a year. And remember in the day when we had to pay for each text?
Yes.
Or you only got a certain number, and then
right.
If you went over, whatever. Here's what's weird about that number, though. So again, the average family will send about 10,384 texts in a year. That averages out to about 7 texts per person per day.
Okay. So actually, it's not that much, because I have a group text, you know, messaging with my family.
Yeah.
We text a lot every day. We text memes. How's your day going? A ton.
So that number seems way low.
Yeah.
When you think about just the number of texts that I send between me and my wife, mm-hmm. or me and David, or me and you.
I know.
All these different texts that go out there. I bet we obliterate that number.
Definitely.
Is there a way that we can go through our bills and figure out how many texts we send in the course of 12
Maybe.
Months?
Maybe. Gosh, I haven't looked at a bill in forever. Like an itemized bill.
Can you still do that?
I don't even know if they do that anymore.
Can we still do that? I'm not even sure either.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country Music News. K-Fine. Country Music News. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
The Voice is about to be back for its 17th season on NBC, and Blake Shelton and the other coaches got together to promote the upcoming premiere with this performance of the song More Than Words. So what you're about to hear are the Voice coaches. You've got Blake Shelton, his girlfriend Gwen Stefani, John Legend, and Kelly Clarkson. Here's what it sounds like. Voice returns next Monday, September 23rd, and we have the full performance up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also on the blog today, Miranda Lambert's put out a brand new video for a song called Fooled Around and Fell in Love. But this was first a hit back in the 70s. So the new Miranda supergroup includes Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Ashley McBride, Elle King, Tennille Towns, and Kaylee Hammock. And this is what it sounds like. It's a really interesting take because they all have very distinct styles and voices. It's about the third or fourth time I've heard this today, and I like it more and more each time I hear it. Anyway, you can check out Miranda Lambert and Fooled Around and Fell in Love. It's on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
So Zac Brown has officially released the video for his current single, Leaving Love Behind, and it's full of animals. The video has tons of different animals in a really funny, cute, adorable setting. Mm-hmm. This is what it sounds like.
When the love we left behind us was still new, we were listening to a record on the end of your bed, not giving thought to where it was all going.
All these animals being sweet.
And I was right then and there so badly I could read your mind, just so I could know the things that you were knowing.
It's really sweet.
I believe, yes I do, the hardest part is always leaving love behind.
It's all these animals believe, like being sweet to each other, pawing at each other, cuddling yes, together. It's really sweet.
And the video's for a good cause, because basically it's asking people to donate to Best Friends Animal Society's Disaster Relief Fund, which helps many of the animals that were displaced by Hurricane Dorian. So we have the video and the link to help support the animals left behind from Hurricane Dorian. Just go to the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So this morning, you can go back and check out the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, where we talk about the big concert announcement. Jason Aldean. We play so many great Jason Aldean songs. You can check that out on the podcast. Find out why Kai is all about horror stuff and scary movies and Halloween and stuff like that. We talk about the average number of texts that are sent per family and why we are so not average. We also talked to David the Barrel Boy. And David made a trip to go see the Jonas Brothers. And he was really excited about it. So we talked to him about that this morning as well. So,
and it was fun.
Check it out, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and of course on the website, which is kfine.com. And Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Of course, Monday Night Football. The New York Jets host the Cleveland Browns. It's the 28th season premiere of Dancing with the Stars, and we've talked about all of the people on there, but one of the ones we're most excited about is Lauren Elena.
Yeah, Christie Brinkley's there.
Right.
Meredith from The Office.
Hannah B. from The Bachelorette. So there's going to be a lot of fun people on there.
Yep.
Let's see, the season finale of So You Think You Can Dance, the season finale of American Ninja Warrior, and Beyonce Presents Making the Gift. It's on ABC. It's a behind-the-scenes documentary about the making of the album The Lion King.
Cool. Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.